He smiled, shook his head in wonder.
They want to know, and this is practically a quote, what the reason was for our inquiry at the bibliothèque. How did they find out?
Exclaimed Laia. When you're dealing with Golden, you're dealing big time, I offered. Holly nodded.
Quite true. I'm not surprised, really. They really are the... Oh, I didn't tell you the rest. They also asked if the reason we are asking is because we have knowledge of...
He shook his head.
This is incredible. Well, come on, Holly,
snapped Laia impatiently. He smiled.
They want to know if we know where their guardian is.
We stared at him, Laia and I. We stared at each other. We stared at him again. We stared at the coil in his hand. I rose slowly to my feet. Holly was right. It was incredible.
You mean,
stuttered Laia, her eyes wide and unbelieving.
You mean to tell me that they've lost their sovereign?
I was staring out the window of the conference room, the one that overlooked the lab and the loungers and the console and the suit. Until now, I said. So, strapped in and ready to go, the three of us exchanging confident last smiles and pressings of hands, the least of our agreements, for we had decided to immerse three times today, in one day, for the first time. My arm still tingled from the injection of vitamins and time-release stimules. We were also incredibly, wildly, maddeningly eager. Something was going to happen. We knew it. We just knew it. Of course, we were still apprehensive, still frightened down in there somewhere. And the feelings of guilt were in there, too, alongside the powerful inadequacy hue. But we had been through so much already and come through. We had strained and sweated and ached with this and come out of it. It had wrenched us about, turned us this way and that way, and we had done even worse in our tortured acceptance. We had been, well, through hell. What couldn't we handle now? Fools. We didn't know what hell was.